Paul, sum up that cross-country test for us.
Awesome, but not fast enough.
Badminton, it's big and bold as ever, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough track. You know, there's been plenty of penalties all day. I'm a little disappointed that I was a little slow and didn't pull up as many places as I would have liked. But having said that, the mare was fantastic, galloped well, and I can't be disappointed with her because she gave it her all, that's for sure.
Any particular hairy moments out there?
I don't even know what it's called, but that pond with the houses. That was really ugly and not to plan. Other than that, it was pretty good. You know, we didn't get the Vicarage V perfect, but we certainly got over it without any trouble. I took my time at the turning oxes, the birch rail oxes under the tree after the lake, which is probably a bit unnecessary, but I was getting a bit nervous that she was a bit tired. Those houses, they were a bit ugly.
What are your thoughts ahead of tomorrow?
Go and have a beer now, and then am I allowed to do that as an elite level athlete? Just the one, probably non-alcoholic. There you go, put a caveat on that. That I am Aussie, so all my Aussie mates will be coming to hit me now I've said that. And obviously the horse needs the best of attention, and we've got a good team of staff here. All my yards here today, watch out for Team Red, and they're already looking after Tilly to the best of their ability, and hopefully we leave the rails up tomorrow.
It's always special being back here, isn't it?
Yeah, we love badminton. It's always the highlight of the calendar, even though it is so early.